The legislation would fund the MCCC through a public-private partnership. Bill sponsors say no taxpayer dollars would be involved. The bills were supported by commanding bipartisan majorities in the Senate. State Senator Phil Pavlo says the goal is to put young people to work while helping to preserve the state's natural assets.
That was the intent of all the legislators working on it, and it showed on the board when we did get that overwhelming support.
Lawmakers changed the bills to include some high school students and returning veterans in the program. Supporters hope the bills will win approval in the state House after the November election. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer.